I go to prepare a place for you. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The pop singer Prince died a couple of weeks ago, found dead in the elevator of his palatial mansion in Minnesota, probably of a drug overdose, as is customary in such cases. Now, this prince was particularly allied with the prince of this world, Satan. More so even than other rock stars, because he was perverted, both in faith as well as morals. And that's the reason why all the world was singing his song and his praises at his death, including the Vatican and the Jehovah's Witnesses. That's an unlikely pairing, isn't it? Because he was a devout member of that sect, the second, not the first. The official newspaper of the Vatican, L'Osservatore Romano, lauded him, if you can imagine it, as a protean activist. That's a big word for ever-changing or variable. So you can see why they would like this character. They called him a genius. At his death, a Novus Ordo cardinal named Ravasi tweeted out some favorite quotes from one of Prince's songs. Did you think, those of you who are of a certain age, did you think you would ever live to see the day when perverted rock stars would be promoted by the Pope's own paper and by one of his princes? Remember, they used to call the cardinals the princes of the church. It's good to remember the danger to morals as well as to faith posed by the Novus Ordo Church and pushed at people when they come to church. Some of them are poised now to be recognized in turn by the Pope they recognize but claim to resist. They are, they say, ready at last to be absorbed into the One World Church. A former classmate of mine, who is a very important figure in the Pius X Society, has written a paper to persuade everyone of how it must be. Please pray for them. Yesterday, Saint Catherine of Siena said about corruption in the church, silence. They tell us to keep silent, but 1,000 tongues should cry out. But this much praised pop singer not only worked to pervert morals, but also the faith, a bit like Bergoglio with his divorce Novus Ordo style. Offstage, you know, he was known as Mr. Nelson, a loyal member of the local Kingdom Hall of the Jehovah's Witnesses. They're the door-to-door people, you know. It's a curious cult, for it all, as long as you believe in their doctrines, no Trinity, no hell, no soul, no birthdays allowed, and no blood transfusions, you can pretty much behave as you wish to for the rest of it. Jehovah's Witnesses deny the existence of an immortal soul. Or rather, they say the soul is the body, and when the body dies, that's it. You're finished. There's no hell. At the end of the world, they're always predicting the end of the world, but I don't think they've been right so far. At the end of the world, they believe God will recreate precisely 144,000 witnesses to live in an earthly paradise. But if you're the 145th, poor you, you're finished off too, but you get to live in God's memory, whatever that is. Thus, for the heresy. But we believe that Jesus Christ is God of God, and that he goes, the gospel today, you heard it, that he goes home come Thursday to prepare a place for us. In the Prince song that Cardinal Ravasi tweeted, the perverted one regrets that he can't live forever. But we can. How sad. Nobody ever came to his doorstep to tell him the truth. Death is not destruction. If it were, how that would be a game changer. No, your soul will live forever. So take good care of it. Today's catechism question, what are the four last things? The four last things are death, judgment, heaven, and hell. What do these four last things mean? Death, the separation of the soul from the body. As soon as the soul leaves the body, St. Augustine says, the soul is taken to be judged by Jesus Christ, who is the judge of the living and the dead. This judgment, there are two of them. There is the particular and the general. In the particular judgment, at the moment of your soul leaving your body, you see the whole of your life, they say, pass before you. You see Jesus Christ, you see the beauty of his holy face, and then you see the whole of your life, and you understand. You see clearly, the blinders are off, maybe for the first time. The general judgment, what is that? That takes place at the end of the world. It changes nothing in your eternal destiny, but your body rises again, and your body then will share either in the sentence to punishment or in the joy of heaven. And it's just because the body is the instrument of the soul. The judgment takes place as soon as we die. We do not believe, as do the heretics, that it's somehow delayed until the end of the world. Justice delayed is justice denied, they say. Heaven and hell. The damned go to hell for eternal punishment, and the blessed go to heaven. Those who die in the state of sanctifying grace die destined to heaven because they have died in God's friendship. But most souls, says St. Robert Bellarmine, go to purgatory first, which is why we must not forget the poor souls, and not just in November. We must remember particularly to pray for our own dear departed. Father Spirago says in his catechism, all have it in their power to be saved, but not all use their graces. How simple and how true. How earnestly our Lord desires our salvation. Far more than do we. He does go to heaven to prepare a place for us. And if that place is sede vacante, an empty seat for all of eternity, you will have only yourself to blame. How many helps does heaven not give us to survive and save our souls in these last terrible days? How many promises, how many devotions have you not heard about in this church over the years? And so easy to practice. Heaven opened by the three Hail Marys. the scapular. Whoso dies clothed in this garment will not suffer eternal fires. The green scapular, the medals, the miraculous medal, the rosary. It takes only 15 minutes. Did you say a rosary yesterday? 15 minutes. A man pointed out as he was leaving the 7:30, you know, you can say the rosary as well in the car. 15 minutes. The 9 first Fridays, have you ever made that devotion? Have you seen that your children have made their first Fridays? The 5 first Saturdays, just once. That's all that's required. The act of perfect contrition. Did you make one last night before you went to bed? Would you tell God you're sorry for your sins because you love him and you promise not to sin again? An act of the will and a prayer, quickly said. And yet, how many of you have never bothered with the above practices or devotions, or you neglect them, perhaps you hit and miss a few from time to time? Why would you think the Jehovah's missionaries from hell, why, you would think that they were right and that death does end at all, but they are wrong. That is a lie. Your soul is immortal. Now, how about you? Where are you going? Well, to heaven, I hope. Short term? Church again, Ascension Thursday. I go to Mass on Sundays and holy days of obligation. I keep God's commandments. I keep the commandments of the Church. I use the help heaven gives me, because that's where I'm going, to heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.